All right, we are back in session. Carla, can you please read our final item for this afternoon?
We have some regular items.
I don't think it's the final item.
After this.
We've got a budget.
You're right. Okay, I stand corrected.
Unless you want to make it the final item.
Let's take it all back. Take two. All right. Let's read our next item.
Yes, item 1091, proclaim September 15 to October 15 to be Latinx Heritage Month.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. As we all know, we had to reschedule the Latinx Heritage Month proclamation to today due to council member absences last week. I realize this puts us outside of the officially observed Latinx Heritage Month timeframe of September 15th through October 15th, but really, it shouldn't be just 1 month anyway. Any time should be a good time to celebrate the Latinx cultures and people. I want to thank our Latinx PDX City of Portland Employees Affinity Group for again bringing the proclamation to council, especially Linda Castillo from the Office of Community and Civic Life, Cynthia Castro from my office, Tatiana Elahadi.
Okay.
Elahadi, right?
Elahadi.
From the Office of Equity and Human Rights. So by the time I'm done with being its commissioner again, I will have it just like that. Francisca Garcia from the Office of Management and Finance, Mariana Garcia Medina from Commissioner Fish's office, and Michelle Rodriguez from the Office of Community and Civic Life. We are going to ask Mayor Wheeler to do the honors and read the English version of the proclamation. Then Tatiana will read the Spanish version, tell us more about the adoption of the term Latinx, and hear from guest speakers.
Very good. Thank you. Whereas Latinx Heritage Month of the United States extends historically over five centuries and has been a consistent and vital influence in our country's growth and prosperity. And whereas Latinx culture is tied to Iberian ancestry, the rich tapestry of our culture recognizes that Latinx are multiracial and multicultural and also trace their historical roots to indigenous and African ancestry. The Latinx population represents people with origins from 23 different countries, including the United States, Mexico, Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, Cuba, Guatemala, Belize, El Salvador, Costa Rica, Honduras, Nicaragua, Panama, Colombia, Peru, Ecuador, Paraguay, Uruguay, Brazil, Venezuela, Argentina, Bolivia, and Chile. They reflect an array of distinct and vibrant cultures that have enriched our community in many valuable ways. And whereas, growing at the same pace as the nation, Oregon's most recent data shows that 13.1% of the state's population is now Latinx. Since 2010, Oregon has added nearly 91,000 Latinx residents. In Portland, there are 67,551 people of Latinx descent, making up 10.4% of the city's population. While Portland's overall population grew by 1.3% between 2016 and 2017, the rate of growth for the city's Latinx population was 3.8% during the same period. And whereas, in 2017, 66.4% of Latinx in Portland were native-born. The median age for Latinx in Portland is 28.4 years. And whereas Latinx have supported Portland's economy with a myriad of contributions in the fields of commerce, science, technology, public service, health, and many more. Today, their purchasing power in Portland is nearly $4 billion. And whereas Portland recognizes the many organizations, institutions, and people helping Latinx overcome disparities, such as poor health outcomes and low educational attainment, working tirelessly to ensure they remain a flourishing community. And whereas continued access to jobs and livable wages for Oregon Latinx is essential for our state to thrive. Latinx currently makes up 7.1% of the city of Portland's workforce. To help connect more Latinx to city jobs and to support them throughout their careers with the city,
the Latinx PDX City Employee Affinity Group was reestablished in 2014. Latinx PDX has reached over 75 members and continues to grow. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, the mayor of the city of Portland, Oregon, do hereby proclaim September 15th to October 15th, 2018, to be Latinx Heritage Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this month.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
My name is Tatiana Elejalde, and I'm with the Office of Equity and Human Rights. Por cuanto la herencia Latinx en los Estados Unidos se extiende históricamente más de 5 siglos y ha sido una influencia constante y vital en el crecimiento y prosperidad de nuestro país, y por cuanto la cultura Latinx está ligada a raíces ibéricas, a las que se suman la gran riqueza y diversidad multicultural y multirracial de nuestras culturas indígenas y africanas. La población Latinx representa más de 22 diferentes países de origen, incluyendo Estados Unidos, México, Puerto Rico, República Dominicana, Cuba, Guatemala, Belice, El Salvador, Costa Rica, Honduras, Nicaragua, Panamá, Colombia, Perú, Ecuador, Paraguay, Uruguay, Brasil, Venezuela, Argentina, Bolivia y Chile. Reflejan una variedad de culturas distintas y valiosas que han enriquecido nuestra comunidad en forma notable. Y por cuanto la población Latinx de Oregon está creciendo al mismo ritmo que la tasa nacional, los Latinx representan el 13.1% de la población estatal. Desde el 2010, Oregon ha añadido casi 91,000 residentes Latinx. En Portland hay más de 67,551 personas de origen Latinx que representan el 10.4% de la población, mientras que la población general de Portland creció un 1.3% entre el 2016 y 2017. La tasa de crecimiento de la población Latinx de la ciudad fue 3.8% en el mismo periodo de tiempo. Y por cuanto en el 2017, 66.4% de los Latinx en Portland eran nacidos en los Estados Unidos. La edad mediana de Latinx en Portland es de 28.4 años de edad. Y por cuanto la población Latinx ha contribuido a la economía de Portland con su sinnúmero de aportaciones en las áreas de comercio, ciencia, tecnología, servicio público y salud, entre otras. Actualmente, su poder de adquisición en Portland es de casi 4,000 millones de dólares. Y por cuanto la ciudad de Portland reconoce la multitud de organizaciones, instituciones y gente ayudando a la población Latinx a superar disparidades tales como los indicadores rezagados de salud y nivel de logro académico, trabajando incansablemente para asegurar que sigan siendo una comunidad próspera, y por cuanto el acceso a puestos de trabajo y sueldos dignos para los Latinx en Oregon es fundamental para la prosperidad de nuestro estado. La población Latinx forma un 7.1% de la fuerza laboral del Ayuntamiento de la Ciudad de Portland. La Asociación de Empleados Latinx PDX fue restablecida en el 2014 con el propósito de conectar a Latinx con puestos de trabajo en el Ayuntamiento de la Ciudad de Portland y apoyarlos a lo largo de sus carreras. Actualmente, Latinx PDX cuenta con más de 75 miembros y sigue creciendo. Por lo tanto, yo, Ted Wheeler, alcalde de la ciudad de Portland, Oregon, proclamo que del 15 de septiembre al 15 de octubre del 2018 sea reconocido como el mes de la herencia Latinx en Portland e invito a todos los habitantes a celebrar este mes. Now I'm going to speak a little bit about adopting the term Latinx in today's proclamation and what it stands for. Our commitment to Latinx is based on justice and inclusivity. It affirms the lives of LGBTQ, gender-fluid, and non-binary Latinx people and recognizes the experience of intersectional identities. By stating Latinx in this proclamation, as a city government, we are taking a step towards showing a commitment to a culture of inclusivity and belonging to our employees and our community. This is about language justice. This is about being seen. Language and culture are fluid. Many in the Latinx community here in the United States were not feeling seen or included in the binary expression of the Spanish language. Not everyone who identifies as Latinx speaks Spanish. This is about creating spaces for ourselves through our language so that we're inclusive of all identities within the Latinx community. Because we are unique as we band together in solidarity, representing the beautiful diversity of all our cultures, backgrounds, histories, languages, and identities. In the U.S., the history of us coming together over what we have in common while celebrating the differences is how we have organized and created community. When we organize, we have greater political power, and when we organize, we recognize that we have significant consumer power. With political power, voice, and increased justice across our common goals, we can help the next generations achieve greater inclusivity and justice and amplify our voices. Every community knows its own history, and we know colonialism played a part in the suppression and erasure of indigenous and African languages in the Americas. Those languages often had structures that were not binary in the way Spanish is. In closing, this is about being seen, inclusivity, and a sense of belonging and justice. Our city affinity group, previously named Unidos Latinos Americanos, or ULA, has changed its name to Latinx PDX. Sorry, can I get you?
Sure.
Let's see, what do I need to do for make this pop up?
Uh-oh.
Well, okay. I'm going to put our logo up in just a moment. So we've changed our name, and I just want to say that this affinity group, I can speak for myself, provides a great sense of connection and community as a city employee. Thank you. And I want to thank everyone involved with the group and thank everyone involved with making today happen. I'd like to introduce our invited speakers, Myra Arreola from Prosper Portland, Director of Social Equity and Communications, and Diana Nunez, Executive Director of the Hispanic Metropolitan Chamber, who I might note their website has the term Latinx on it. Okay. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. My name is Mayra Arreola, and I'm the Director of Social Equity Policy and Communications at Prosper Portland. I want to appreciate your time and the invitation to be here to share a little bit of my story and what it has meant to be to me to live in this country as a Latinx. My journey as an Oregonian started in 2007. At my arrival, I had no history, no network, no community, and I realized quickly that reaching out and hard work were not going to be enough, and that having somebody believe in me was going to be crucial. It became clear that I needed to establish roots to feel centered and to have the opportunities to advance professionally. I needed three things: seek through personal connections, work really, really hard, and have somebody open a door. That realization has stayed through my trajectory in this country, and I am extremely thankful and appreciative of all the people that have been a source of support and acted as mentors, provided guidance, and validated my experiences as a Latinx, immigrant, person of color, non-native English speaker, and as a woman. I simply will not be sitting here today if it had not been for all of them. Given this experience, I am mission and values driven. These values drove me to join Prosper Portland and its incredible team to keep making progress towards building an equitable economy, to ensure that opportunities for wealth creation are accessible to all Portlanders, and to support our communities by building trust, listening and learning from our past, and increasing transparency and access to resources. One example that comes to mind when thinking about trust and access is a quick story on the power of opportunities and how they can change lives. Some years ago, I worked in rural communities doing economic community and leadership development with Latinos. At the time, we were partnering with high schools to deliver leadership programs to students. One of our main goals was to invite them to participate in other programs we offered at the time to keep advancing their leadership skills and their connections with the larger community, and to bring much-needed Latinx voices and perspectives to spaces where they had not been a part of. I remember clearly a student that did not have much hope. This student was brilliant and about to finish high school. She had no resources, no support, and no understanding of the process to apply for college. Both her parents worked full-time, and she was a primary caretaker of her younger siblings. She did not believe college was an opportunity for her. Once a student shared this story, she was surrounded by local mentors and leaders that coached her throughout the process of the application, and she ended up getting a full scholarship to go to college. Her life changed instantly because of the combination of hard work and opportunity with the power of community. The Latinx community experiences a lot of barriers, yet today I really want to focus on one opportunity that you have been working really hard and focusing on as a city. I believe that we still have the opportunity to enhance diversifying the workforce, and most importantly, to open leadership positions to people that represent the richness of our diverse city. Once those opportunities are open, the real test is on retention. Retaining staff that have different approaches that will bring new styles and ideas, that speak different languages, that will work to dismantle racism and oppressive systems, that will challenge the status quo, and that understand the power of collaboration and community, that's when true change happens. Experiencing racism and oppression is not easy, and having people around you that know what it means, and more importantly, what it feels, is a need, not a privilege. For this reason, I just want to take a minute to recognize the power of the voices of the Latinx community and appreciate all the amazing leaders affecting change in their spheres of influence. Muchas gracias por su coraje, por su valentía, y por su persistencia. And thanks to all of you for your time and the opportunity to be here today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mara.
Hello, my name is Diana Nunez, and I am the Executive Director of the Hispanic Metropolitan Chamber. We are a 25-year-old nonprofit organization and business chamber whose mission is to advance Latinx economic and community vitality through business development, leadership, education, and advocacy. I was asked to briefly share a little bit about my story as an Oregonian, which started about 45 years ago with my parents immigrating from Mexico, the state of Puebla and the state of Morelos, to Los Angeles, California. I was born in Los Angeles, California, raised there, went to the University of Texas at Austin for my undergraduate degree in microbiology and clinical laboratory science. I was a failed computer science major. And I graduated instead in microbiology and became a researcher in oral antibiotic health, oral health and antibiotic research. I found that being a researcher was very lonely and had a lot of solitude involved in it, and I much more wanted to be connected to work that I felt would make a difference, and I could see the more immediate results. At the same time, Texas was not also feeling like I fit with the state there and the politics that were happening around the same time, and so 16 years ago, I moved to Portland, Oregon, and became a Portlander and an Oregonian, and I'm proud to do so. I think I have found many opportunities here that I might have not found elsewhere, and one of the opportunities was working for Multnomah County Library. I became a librarian, and I got my graduate degree in library science and research, specifically around early literacy for bilingual early literacy learners and English language learners. That work is something that led me to wanting to understand more where the funding of these programs that were so valuable to our communities that needed most was coming from. And at the same time, I found the Multnomah County Library allowed me to participate in a leadership program, leadership development program with the Hispanic Metropolitan Chamber. This was about 9 years ago, which opened my eyes and my doors to what it meant to be civically engaged, to know who your elected officials and leaders are, what it meant to be on boards and commissions. And it really ignited a passion in where I wanted to be and where I wanted to sit in my career. At the same time, the city and the county were having discussions around compression and what sort of funding needed to happen to what sort of government entities. And my program that I worked for over 8 years, Raising a Reader, which touched 14,000 families and provided early literacy opportunities, was cut from the city's budget, which made me even more want to make sure that I knew where the funding was coming from for the programs that I wanted to work on. I networked my way in through what I learned from the Hispanic Metropolitan Chamber Leadership Program. And it took a little bit of time, but I worked for City of Portland former Mayor Charlie Hales as one of his outreach directors on policy, which, again, him being in his office really allowed me to understand the mechanics of what it meant to be in policy and how it affects our communities upstream and downstream, and how policy can actually be an amazing tool for the advancement of all our communities, not just the Latino community. So I'm proud to have been in the city and worked with the Office of Equity and Human Resources, and I'm proud that I am continuing to have that partnership with the City of Portland through my work at the Hispanic Metropolitan Chamber. One of the questions that was asked to me or put before me was how I see myself as a leader, and I don't know that I see myself as a leader so much as I think that those that came before me were able to open doors, give me access and opportunities, and I want to do the same for those that will come behind me. So my job is, in my work, is to make sure that I'm finding access and opportunity wherever possible, and through policy, through funding mechanisms, through new and innovative ways to work with my community. There are so many memorable stories of how I work with my community and the progress and opportunities that have come about because of how we work with our community. We have a leadership program that every year 50 students are awarded scholarships. Mariana Garcia Medina, Commissioner Fish's policy director, I don't know if she's a director policy person, it was one of those recipients. We got to engage with her, and she was one of our speakers at our last event, celebrating her talents, her experience, and where she is now as the exceptional person she is, making changes in her pathway. We also work with businesses, so we see 91% Latinx businesses that come through our door to either start, grow, adapt, succeed. We help them develop the necessary skills needed to advance their businesses, to grow their businesses, and we see 52% of those businesses are women, which is the national trend when it comes to business nationally. The Latino community by far is creating and starting businesses, and women in the Latinx community are head of households, and single women are creating those businesses and starting them. So we want to make sure that we're supporting them and finding the tools. We work with Prosper Portland to be able to do some of that work, and we are glad to be partners with them because we see over 350 businesses a year, and we see them succeeding. I think what obstacles I see in front of our community here locally and regionally is that we have a workforce issue and a pipeline issue. As far as we have a young community, 28.5 is the average age, and we need to be a conduit for them to be finding these workforce opportunities and job opportunities, and also to be starting businesses in the innovative and tech sectors. We have these business clusters that are here, and they need us to make sure our talent is ready, and our talent is ready. We need to just be connecting them. So investment in innovation in tech and how our communities of color are connecting to those opportunities is vastly important to the future of our economic region being successful and continuing to be progressive. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you a little bit about the work that I do, my appreciation for the city and the work that they do in connecting resources to us, and we hope to continue that partnership moving forward. And I look forward to celebrating and appreciate celebrating Hispanic heritage with the City of Portland. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the presentation.
That's it. Yes, thank you.
Great. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody else have comments that you would like to share? Because this is a proclamation. It's not a vote. So anybody else would like to say anything?
Well, I'm just curious. Is Latinx like a standard term now, or is this something that just started locally and is growing? Or
I think it's a national movement. I think the term okay. Hispanic, which is something that we're working on as well as an organization, is an antiquated term that is, you know, rooted in census language. And so moving towards Latino as more inclusive, and then Latino being binary. So then moving, you know, we're moving to be much more inclusive with X standing for whatever your identity stands for. So
I think it's originating from national social justice movements, mm-hmm. and is, you know, you're going to find a variety of people engaging with the term differently even within the Latinx community, but it's definitely a term of inclusivity.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I would also like to mention that we have a reception following this with tres leches cake and agua fresca. So if you would like to join us, please do.
That sounds really good.
Just we'll race through the rest of our agenda.
Yeah. Exactly.
It should have been the last.
Michelle, do you have your camera with us? Could we get a photo? I'm sorry, Commissioner Udaly.
I feel like I would be remiss in my duties as the newly appointed arts commissioner if I didn't mention some of the important contributions of the Latinx community to our arts and culture landscape. So I wanted to mention that recently RAC and the Hispanic Metropolitan Chamber teamed up to create Latinidades.
Yes.
An art show celebrating Latinx artists, which included 11 local Portland Latinx artists. And I'd like to give a special shout-out as well to a couple women who I'm big fans of, Daniela Del Mar and Camila Araya, who run Letra Chuca Press, which is a female Latinx-owned letterpress operation dedicated to empowering underrepresented communities. Just a couple examples of how Latinx Portlanders are shaping our city and community, and I'm excited to get to work with them and many others to highlight their contributions as we strive to bring more equity and diversity to our arts funding. So thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. So folks might be really interested in the Office of Equity and Human Rights Workforce Demographics Dashboard, as was mentioned in the proclamation with the statistics on how we're doing. We want to thank Matt Lim for managing it for us. He has been able to replace Latino wherever it appeared with Latinx, so that's a good thing. And while we have seen a growing number of Latinx individuals joining the city workforce, they are still underrepresented in higher level positions that pay competitive wages. We need to do more to retain Latinx employees and advance them, which I personally have been doing with Christina Nieves, who's been with me for 5 years and has been a leader in what is now Latinx PDX and is the brains and passion and diligence behind the Open and Accountable Elections program, which will open up opportunities for a lot of folks to also. Previously, Goldan Salazar was a member of your leadership program, and she's now on a year's leave of absence teaching in Ecuador. So I was pleased to hear that. And Cynthia Castro, after 5 years in Parks, is now one of my policy advisors. And I'm also welcoming Yesenia Carrillo, who just an amazing group of women that Tim, we tolerate my chief of staff, and he supports us all. And so I just want to personally mention how very important the Latinx PDX has been to me to support the work that I've done over the last 10 years, and thank you.
Can I just throw in, thank you for the shout out to Mariana Garcia Medina. I've been to a number of the Hispanic Chamber luncheons. I thought her speech, I'm biased.
I
thought it was a perfect speech.
Fantastic.
And she did such a beautiful job telling her story, and her family, her mother and father, sat at our table. And my regret is I'm the only member of my family that's not bilingual. Everyone else, my two kids and my wife are bilingual, and it's a wonderful gift to have the gift of language and to understand culture. Mariana has the hardest job in my office. She is my scheduler. She has a policy portfolio. She's the office manager. And in her free time, she's one of our most high-profile dreamers, making the case that it is high time that America resolve that issue once and for all. We can ill afford to lose talent like her. So thank you for acknowledging her, and thank you for your excellent presentation.
Very good. Could we get a photo up front?
And then the reception is in the atrium from 4 to 5.
Facebook.
Oh.
You have your own photo. I'll get them back.
All right.